Patton, Governor of the Commonwealth of Kentucky. Welcome to a day of magnificent athletes, remarkable speed, and stunning surprises. It's the first jewel in horse racing's Triple Crown. Kentucky Derby 128 on 84 WHAS.
Today's comprehensive coverage of Kentucky Derby 128 is a service of Pain Control Network. Now, from the 84 WHAS Derby Broadcast Center on the rooftop of historic Churchill Downs, here are Paul Rogers and Bob Sokoler.
So along with the Derby 128 hopes of Kent DeSormo, Buddha was a scratch yesterday, but Pat Day managed to keep his Derby hopes alive by sliding into gate 18 to ride Blue Burner. The field has been set at the moment at 18, but hey, that could change. That's just part of the taste, the feel, the excitement of what will be Derby 128. Hi, everybody. Bob Sokoler here in our 84 WHS Broadcast Center, just above the finish line at Churchill Downs, and my broadcast partner and the voice of our Derby Day races, Paul Rogers, joins me, Paul, an exciting Derby 128.
Well, it always is. It looks like the weather has certainly cooperated, and we're going to have a big day of racing, culminating with the 128th Kentucky Derby.
We are joined right now from Frankfort on the phone from his train by the governor. The great governor of our state of Kentucky, Paul Patton. Good morning, sir.
Good morning, Bob. We just have begun to move in Frankfort. We're heading that way. Everything is in fine shape. We have several visitors from around the world, and we're showing off Kentucky at its very best on Derby 128.
Look at Kelly Carlson, a red jacket.
Isn't
Whoa.
That nice? Yeah, he's really hot.
Ooh,
right?
Good.
He went out and he got it on sale. It's even better.
Oh, I like that.
And good that he got it on sale because he
he's
lost
only gonna wear it. He's only going to wear it one day. That's Derby Day.
He's already lost money. We're now going to invite caller number two for race number two to win some money wherever you might be, your house or your car. You got to call us at 571-8484 or pound 840 for the Verizon free Verizon Highway Patrol line. I got a piece of sausage stuck in my mouth and then or my throat. And that's what I get for eating while I'm on the job here.
I was going to give you that lecture, but I'll let it go since you already said that.
Yes, yeah. All right, Ron Fisher is down Millionaire's Row, and once again, I believe Ron has got another one of the celebrities with him that's come to Derby 128.
I'm here with Rick Dees, who can be heard on one of our sister stations now. That would be Kiss 98.9, and he's a Kentucky resident as well.
I love it, Ron. Let me tell you something. I live in Danville and also in Louisville, and the other day to tell you how wonderful I feel about this area and WHAS, Terry Miners and I went over and laid a six-pack on the tomb of the unknown bowler. It was wonderful.
Well, with all this going on, have you had a chance to do anything with the horses? Have you had a chance to pick any Derby contenders?
You know what? Came home.
Came from the Santa Anita Derby,
yeah,
right?
From Santa Anita. They do a different kind of training in California. What they do is they get a bunch of gangs in back of the horse and they start shooting. And if the horse it knows what's good for it, it starts running.
I would, too.
Thank you so much, Ronnie.
Thanks a lot. Rick Dees.
Tony Vannetti is standing by in the infield. Where hey, might you be?
Hey, buddy. How you doing?
Good. How are you doing? I'm looking up. It's getting crowded out there now.
It is. It's starting to get crowded, but yeah. By far the lightest infield crowd I've ever seen here at Derby. We're having a ball. It's fun. It's the perfect temperature. 70-something degrees. The sun is out. Oh, that's not right.
What? What, Tony?
You don't want to know.
I don't want to know.
No. It's warm, so people are taking clothes off.
Okay.
They don't need to be taking clothes off.
All right.
Some males. All right. Derby 128 for the Derby Station 84 WHAS.
All right, Tony Vannetti. That worked out real well. Boy, these binoculars of Paul's are great. You can get here, Beth. Play around with those for a second. Because that'll give you a chance to see somewhat what's going on here. I can't see quite to where Tony Cruz and E.J. Clark, they're over at the barns, backside. Where are you guys actually set up right now?
We're actually in the press center, Bob, and okay. We can't see Tony Vannetti in the infield, but I think he's having a little bit more fun than we are.
Well, we wish we could.
But we're doing good. We're enjoying ourselves on the backside.
Let me just say
aren't we, Tony
guy,
Cruz?
Absolutely.
Just be glad you can't see Tony Vannetti.
Thou hast a point.
Now, Terry Miner is standing by. He's joining us.
Thanks. Welcome. I'm not too far away from your position right now. I just met Kenny Mayne. He's tall. Hi, Kenny.
Are we getting microwave bombardment by standing next to that contraption?
Neither one of us will have any more children.
I need my change back so I can still bet. This lady's trying to charge me $20
for... No,
Kenny Mayne, who brings... Hi, Maria. How are you?
I am doing fine.
You know who this guy is? He's some big son on ESPN SportsCenter.
You were.
Yes.
That's wonderful.
He's the only guy who's got the nerve to smart off to Shaquille O'Neal.
Oh, you are? Yes. I'm so glad to meet you.
Thank you, Maria. How much tip do you need for this bottle of wine?
I need, what do you want to give me?
I think you should get a buck and a half.
Buck and a half?
Yeah, so far...
So far, we gave you one, two, three,
you gave me a 10 already.
Fifteen.
They
thought it was $2.50.
That's $17.50.
Okay, what
I Maria, why don't you tell them the other celebrities give them $50 bills for tips?
Yes.
For a bottle of water?
For a bottle of water. They do it to me.
Keep two and a half. That's,
well, thank
so
you
I basically
very
just
much.
Bought a bottle of water for $5.
And
the governor's over there, too. Listen.
Go, he does.
No, the governor's right down there. Tell him instead of a tip, you want him to asphalt your driveway.
Yes, please. I need the concrete.
Maria, this is costing me tons of money here. I could be running a gutter helmet commercial here, honey.
I mean, big baby!
You gotta love the third turn, by far the most crowded area in the infield. And thanks.
I love you!
It's only your time, man. More mint juleps. We're going to try to make our way through the crowd here for 84 WHS, the Kentucky Derby station. I'm Tony Vannetti. It's the third turn action! We're going to see it. All right, I can't hear you.
Oh, boy, you're fucked up.
84 HAS.
There you go.
Joining us from Millionaire's Row is Congresswoman Ann Northup, who's here in a lovely straw hat today and a lovely blue suit.
Hello. What a great Derby day. It's so wonderful for all of us that live here, but also for all of our guests.
And, of course, you brought gobs of money so that you could bet on your horses today.
You know, I bet so little. It's too bad for Churchill Downs. I sort of like to walk around and see all the hats, see all the people I know.
Well, I'm not going to ask you what your Derby pick is, since obviously you don't have any good tips for us.
Oh, no. Everybody else knows more than me. Somehow, over the course of the day, I'll hear the same horse being mentioned enough that I'll decide that's going to be my horse, too. But
see, she's a politician. It's always consensus.
Oh, no, no.
I can't emphasize enough how perfect this weather is for this 128th Kentucky Derby. I've never seen a day like it.
So you want to give us a final go around in your picks?
I don't think you get on the horse, you don't get off him. I like Harlan's Holiday. Give me Sarman picking up second. Medaglia d'Oro loses by a bob for third.
I'm going to take Sarlan on top. I'm going to use Harlan's Holiday as well. Came Home, I think, is going to be right there. And then Perfect Drift and Proud Citizen, maybe a horse like that to get third or fourth.
Oh, you're only picking 17 this year. Good for you, EJ. All right, Paul, what about you?
Well, in numerical order, Medaglia d'Oro, Harlan's Holiday, Came Home, and Blue Burner. I've been on Harlan's Holiday all along. I just can't knock the horse. I'm going to pick him to win the race.
I'm going to go one way, guys. Blue Burner with Pat Dearborn.
And next, the pride of Louisville, football legend Paul Horning.
Well, I'm going to go with Private Emblem. Steve Asmussen's horse. And I'm going to tell you, everybody ought to listen to this. This horse is going to be 30-1. He's going to go up.
Here's Super Bowl winning quarterback, Patriots Tom Brady.
I like War Emblem. He's a long shot. That's where my money's going. So hopefully he pulls it out today.
Kentucky Derby. Harlan's Holiday is gaining up along the inside. Perfect Drift is still there too. So is Came Home as they race to the top of the stretch. It's War Emblem after racing the mile in 136.7. War Emblem tries to hang on to the lead. He's still got it. War Emblem is there, and right now they're not gaining ground.
proud citizen is second. Perfect Drift is third. Came Home is fourth. War Emblem trying to go wire to wire, and he's pulling away. A 16th of a mile to go. It's War Emblem out by three. Proud Citizen is second. It's going to be War Emblem leading every stride. War Emblem wins the Derby. Proud Citizen second. Perfect Drift was third. Then came Medaglia d'Oro. And after that, it was Request for Parole. The time of the race, a quick 201.13. War Emblem went to the front and never looked back in the 128th Kentucky Derby.